Dreamscape presents Diary of a Novel by Eugenia Price, narrated by Nan McNamara. For the descendants of Margaret Seton Fleming, especially Dorothy Fleming Austin, the late Margaret Seton Fleming Biddle, and Hester Fleming Williams. Part 1. September 13, 1978, St. Simons Island, Georgia. The day toward which I've worked for more than a year will be here when the sun comes up over the back marsh tomorrow morning. I leave for St. Augustine, Florida, to begin research for a new novel. Aside from the fact that in another way I love the ancient little city as much as I love St. Simon's Island, I will once more be able to breathe what has come to be my native air, historic novels. Of course, it is gratifying that enough readers like them for me to make my living by writing. Although I am usually deplorably behind with my correspondence, contact with those readers is my writer's lifeline. But today, I am letting the unanswered letters go for a time. I am thinking only about me and my novel, and feeling no guilt. At this beginning stage, I am not even allowing myself to remember that those dark days will come when the mountains of manila folders filled with documents and maps and genealogies will appear to be falling on me, smothering me. I am also refusing to remember that in spite of having done it 5 times, the equally dark days will come when I'm dead certain that I'm just not up to handling such a huge canvas as a long novel, especially one based on the actual lives of people who lived against the background of times far removed from now. Years which must become as familiar to me as this year of 1978 and next year 1979 and part of 1980, depending upon how swiftly or how slowly the manuscript grows. None of that matters today. Today, I am only lyrical. I have settled on a story, the life of Margaret Seton Fleming, who lived her adult life in the last century in a great white country house on the St. John's River, between Green Cove Springs and Orange Park in Florida. A remarkable life which spanned the Seminole Wars and the Civil War. As with the main characters in my other novels, I am already convinced that I can live with Margaret day in and day out for whatever time is required to put her very human life on paper. Much of the research has already been done for me by 2 key persons, Dina Snodgrass, one of Florida's most respected historians, and Margaret's great-granddaughter, Hester Williams. And still knowing so little about the facts myself, I am excited to be a
sample complete. Ready to continue?